Agenda item number seven, Playa Harbor Property Owners Association. Mr. Madden.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner, associate members, happy holidays.
And to you.
Now we're going to turn our eyes a bit north, up to Stafford County. For your information, I have a full-size copy of the drawings. The photocopy is probably a little bit small, so if you want to see them, I can have full-size drawings available. If you'd like to see that. The Aquia Harbor Property Owners Association is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge approximately 6,500 cubic yards of accumulated sediment to reestablish navigation along portions of Aquia Creek in Stafford Harbor, Stafford County. This project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Aquia Harbor. The proposed dredging operation will be conducted along an upper reach of Aquia Creek in an established subdivision located approximately 30 miles south of D.C. and 3 miles north of the county seat in Stafford, Virginia. This is where this is Aquia Creek right here. We're up at the upper reaches of it. There's both man-made and natural sections of it. Here's where the creek starts to come in to the subdivision. The natural course is along the right side of the picture, down through here, and all the way down through here. The man-made portions are in this section right here. You can clearly see where there are dredge channels, and down here, then it button hooks back up to the north, and then it continues down. They have a substantial marina down in this location. Here's an aerial photograph of same. Once again, let me take a quick moment here to take you through the course of the natural course of the stream where the jurisdictional dredging is going to occur. Right in through here. And it goes down around here. The applicant has identified 9 locations within the creek that have accreted enough sediment since the last dredge cycle to require attention at this time. Only 6 of the dredge sites are in jurisdictional sections of the creek, and I've noted them here. The remaining sites are in areas that I mentioned a moment ago. They're in man-made sections, and I didn't note them here, but they're along in here. In 2006, the association received authorization to dredge 28,783 cubic yards of sediment from the creek. All but 2 of the currently proposed dredge sites were dredged under the earlier permit. The dredge sites located at Delaware Creek Road and Aquia Creek North Road are new dredge sites, and they are right here and here, here. The rest of them have been dredged before. The current proposal is to dredge sediment to a mean low water depth of -5. I've shown you the dredge cut here. To reestablish a 30-foot wide channel along the creek sections at the north end of the subdivision. The channel at this location would allow vessel passages while maintaining a buffer off submerged aquatic vegetation and any emergent tidal wetlands. There is one location at the south end of the project where they want to go to 6 feet. There's large enough vessels coming in and out of the marina to warrant a much wider channel. The spoil material, will be located at an offloading site, which I'll show you some photographs in a moment. But the material will be barged to the offloading site. The barges will then be sequestered inside a floating silk curtain, and then they will be the spoil material will be removed from the barges by a long arm excavator. Here's an example of what they're facing now. What I've attempted to do here is show you, and I get back to this in a moment. The green areas are what I picked out the 2-foot contour along a representative dredge cut prism here. You see the green shows, that's about where 2-foot contour merges along this dredge cut. This is the existing condition, so you can see where in portions where vessels need to transition through the area, sometimes the depth gets only to 2 feet. And this happens to be the location of the offloading site and also the proximity to the protestants' upland property. So as you can see in here, there are areas where there is insufficient depth to navigate through the creek. The project is protested by Mr. Roger M. Thiesfeld, who I understand is present today. He's an adjacent property owner at the north end of the subdivision, which I pointed out here a moment ago. You'll see other pictures of his property. Mr. Thiesfeld's property is across the waterway from the offloading area. In his email received on October 16th, which is in your packet, Mr. Thiesfeld expressed concern over the offloading operations. While he doesn't appear to object to the dredging operations, which will increase water depth near his property, he's concerned that the prop wash from the tugs used to position the spoil barges will undermine his existing bulkhead. He's requesting that the association repair his bulkhead or take steps to address his failing bulkhead. By letter dated November 19th, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science has stated that the proposed dredging should result in only minimal and temporary impacts to benthic resources, but noted that this portion of Acquire Creek is also a highly suitable anadromous fish spawning area and nursing area. They recommend a time of year restriction be observed between February 15th and June 30th of any year of the dredge to minimize impacts. Here's an example of a typical section of Acquire Creek. If you look carefully, you'll see that there's quite a bit of accumulated sediment in this area. And when we were navigating here, we had to tug the other side of the shoreline to get around the thaw wig. It's not uncommon to have sedimentation such as this on the inside of a creek because it slows down and sediment can drop out. But there is, according to the applicant and his agent, there's a great deal of development in the upper end of the Acquia Creek further up, which contributes to the increase in sedimentation. Here I've set the camera a little bit to the right. This is a little bit deeper, but still we're only talking about a very shallow waterway. Here's the location of the protestant's property that I alluded to a moment ago. You can see its proximity to the dredge material offloading area. I scaled off the distance between the width of the waterway to be about 96 feet, and you can see it's 96 feet, but it is some distance. I believe this may be the approximate location of the property line that will be closest to the material offloading site. It's some distance away. Here I'm looking straight on the offloading area. And the barges will be operating in this area. Mr. Thiesfeld's property is off to the left of the. Could you douse the light for just a second? Mr. Thiesfeld's property is off to the left. Now I'm standing on the bulkhead where the material is going to be offloaded. I'm looking approximately 90 feet across to Mr. Thiesfeld's property. This is an adjacent property owner that's even closer than Mr. Thiesfeld, who did not object to the project. Thank you very much. You can bring the lights up now, please. As far as a summary and recommendation on this project, Section 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia states that the commission shall consider the impacts of proposed projects on a number of factors, including adjacent property or nearby property owners, submerged aquatic vegetation, tidal vegetation, and marine fisheries resources. Staff believes the proposed buffer between the dredge area and the SAB and tidal wetlands are sufficient to minimize adverse impacts. The time of year restriction recommended by VIM should minimize adverse impacts on any fisheries resources in the area. The concerns expressed by Mr. Thiesfeld regarding adverse a possible undermining of his bulkhead seem to be related to the operation of the vessels rather than the physical dredging of the channel. As such, it's difficult for the staff to fully evaluate that concern. However, the shoreline at the offloading site is some 150 feet approximately from Mr. Thiesfeld's bulkhead. Providing proper care is taken by the vessel operations associated with the dredging and offloading operations. Any threat of impact should be minimized. If impacts do occur as a result of the offloading operations, that would appear to be, in staff's opinion, a matter more appropriately addressed between the property owner and the association. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by Mr. Thiesfeld, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the adherence of the time of year restriction I mentioned a few minutes ago of February 15th, that there will be cessation of operations between February 15th and June 30th, and with the inclusion of our standard conditions, which require that there be a post-dredge bathymetric survey conducted, that there'll be a pre-dredge conference held on site prior to the commencement of the dredge operations. And also staff recommends a dredge royalty in the amount of $918 for the new dredging. We don't typically, for the benefit of those new members, we don't typically charge a royalty for maintenance dredging, providing they're going in the same footprint, not exceeding the depth of what was previously authorized. So with that in mind, the $918 dredging charge royalty for the new dredging of 2,040 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. That's the last that I have. I be happy to answer any questions that you might have concerning the project.
Questions from the commission?
Yes, sir. Yes, you did say Mr. Thiesfield's neighbor isn't opposing this project, right?
I conducted a pretty thorough review of all the adjacent property owners.
They okay.
were notified by letter, and Mr. Thiesfeld was the only professor to the project.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
One more question. When was the last dredge cycle?
2006.
2006.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Madden.
You're welcome, sir.
The Homeowners Association represented here today? Would you please come forward, sir? Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God? Please state your name for the record.
General Langer.
Mr. Langer, welcome. Is there something you'd like to add to this or something you think the commission should know?
Briefly, we did dredge around, I think, the year 2000, and we dredged again in 2006, and we had no complaints from anyone at that time. We have gone out and taken several hundred pictures of his wall at low tide, and we do not see any damage at all. The soil goes up to it. There are some holes that are in that wall, but it's nothing that we have done. And we certainly offered up that we would do one or two things. We offered up putting up what we call a snow fence. We could drive some posts into the ground and put up a snow fence, which would knock down the prop wash. And the other thing that we offered is we would put jersey wall barriers in the water in front of his head wall. And he was not in favor of either one of those things, but we are willing to take due caution that we do not damage his property.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. France.
Yeah, my question would be, what size barges and what do you use to move those barges around?
I believe the barges are 40 feet long and 20 feet wide.
Uh-huh. And what do you use to push those or move those with?
It's a tug kind of boat. I don't know the exact dimensions of it. I've seen it several times. I guess it's 30 feet long and like 12 feet wide that pushes the barges.
So it's a substantial size boat.
It's a pretty good tug, you know, and it does stir the water. I'm
just curious how you got such a tug up in there. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
I see by the photos and the testimony that it's clear there needs to be dredging in some of these areas that are exposed at low tide. How did you determine, you know, the contour that you need to take these to and some of the other? Did somebody walk the area, or did you use sonar? Or is this just, how did you determine where it needed to be dredged?
We did hire a consultant, GKY, and they came out and did all of the engineering drawings and determinations of the dredging materials that we needed to move.
Okay, and a follow-up question.
Mr. Erskine.
And does it follow the previous dredging? This is a very similar activity that was followed in 2000 and 2006?
Very similar. As I recall, there's 8 locations, and 6 of those locations we've dredged before.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this application? Please come forward, sir. Need to swear you in. You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Roger Tisto.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here, kind of. Why didn't bring any PowerPoint slides, but I can do this thing if you can answer them on for us. Open me.
Mr. Madden, can you help Matt here, please?
I did bring some
photographs
to show a little different perspective of what was shown here.
Mr. Lego.
Okay, my name is Roger Fisto, and I'm the adjacent property owner that they on reference to, and I object to the dredging operation because it degrades the integrity of my bulkhead. As I'd like to set the stage a little bit, if I can see the slide, I've got a picture here. From my backyard over to the dredging operation. And I did a laser a range finder, and this here is 70 the yards from the a tree that was knocked down from the previous operation in 2006, and so this is to me a direct evidence that the on operations impact my wall because it was standing before the accident, and then in the operation, it fell down on my floating dock. And if you can see here, this is the unload area, and they typically unload further over to this side than in the center, and the I'm talking about is behind here. So another view is here is the tree stump I'm talking about, and this bulkhead, and I put a 1/16 scale on that tree trunk, and to show the size, and so that was a fairly substantial a tree when it fell down, and our bulkhead is about 6 foot high, and several times I would cut off the top of the tree as it extended over the bulkhead, so it would get defended. But we built the bulkhead in about 1993, so it started going sometime after that, and I never pulled it out because I wanted to protect the erosion as a way to help protect my bed, my bulkhead. And what I'm concerned about is bulkhead has two main failure modes. The first one is the anchor gives away, it will fall counterclockwise because your anchor holds to that. Or if the bed will be washed out, if the base washes out, it will fail clockwise. And so our concern is that the building operation will wash it out the base of the bulkhead. And in the past, the judging operation, as was stated here, they used substantial tugboats to pull these barges back and forth. They stop and start, stop and turn around, and all that energy is coming into the water by our house. And so there's no substantial energy that's being put into the water, as evidence by that tree that fell down. Oh, I did. Coordinate with my neighbor. He's got about 16 feet of exposed wall, and you know, he does support what I'm doing here, and our waiver asked for a riprap to protect the wall from this dredging and also future dredging, and he would like to be part of that riprap being put down. So I'd like to get a permanent solution and a proven solution. The applicant proposed a snow fence as a way to dissipate. Well, a snow fence works well with particulates. Snow is a particulate. It comes in, slows down, and drops. But this is not a particulate. This is the waves. And so when the waves come, it's going to go around the snow fence. And so it's a wave action. It's not a particulate solution. And they also propose putting down jersey walls. Well, in my opinion, if not done properly, the angle of the jersey walls could funnel or concentrate the energy poured to my wall, or it just the process of putting them down there and pick them up will destabilize the base which I'm trying to protect. And so I thought those proposals were very weak at best. I did a Google search. I couldn't find any use of a snow fence to to protect water erosion. And I couldn't find anything about Jersey walls being placed to protect water erosion. So both those proposals, I thought, were very weak at best. The applicant said, well, this is too expensive. Well, this is just a cost of doing the business. So to protect, take measures to protect our property. And so the project needs to be delayed until they find more money, or they go after the county to pay a greater share, or go after the developers upstream that caused this soaking, the death of their product. But I, as a property owner, shouldn't be held liable for the county's mistake, the developers upstream's mistake. And that's what they're penalizing me. If my bulkhead fails, I'm sure the county won't come to my aid, the homeowners association won't come to my aid, the upstream developers won't come to my aid, the contractors who don't need dredging options won't come to my aid, and so my only course will be take legal action to recover the money. And it just seems now would be a good time, or the only time, to do a prudent action to put down the riprap, which would solve the problem for now, and would show up the previous damage and protect it in the future dredgings. So in some way, if you go to bed at night and a storm comes through, and you wake up the next day and you see a fallen tree, logical conclusion is that a storm caused the tree to fall down. So I believe our fallen tree is the direct evidence that the dredging operation degrades the integrity of our bulkhead. And so I would ask that you put on the permit special conditions that they put down riprap on the exposed area of my bulkhead. Subject to your questions, I'm finished. And thank you for allowing me to express my view to protect my family.
Thank you, sir. Are there other questions from the commission?
I have a question.
Mr. France.
Yes, in the previous dredging, besides the tree, was there any other damage to your bulkhead?
I saw. Okay. This was the fallen tree was direct evidence, and I spoke to the contractor about it. He said, what I can do is I'll pull that tree out for you. Well, I said no, because the reason for the tree was the tree roots to protect the erosion.
Thank you.
Mr. Erskine.
It's pretty clear, I guess, there were previous dredging activities, I guess, in the year 2000 and 2006. Did you oppose that dredging activity and that permit? Why did you not, if it was causing damage, I guess, to your property and your bulkhead?
Because the tree was still standing. I had no evidence that there was no damage being done.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
Okay, well.
Mr. Zetron.
From that picture, it looks like the roots are still in the ground, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So that means that Tugs didn't wash the roots out and cause it to fall, did it?
Will wash out the roots? No, but it will wash out the soil above the roots. These are the top is the base of the tree trunk right there, and so it washed out the soil, but supporting the roots and it fell.
Thank you.
Any other, Mr. Erskine?
I have one other question. I guess I understand that the applicant proposed some of this mitigation, a snow fence and some jersey barriers, which you explained you're not in favor of because they don't, I guess, mitigate the issue you have, which is the wave action. Would you oppose something that would be like a wave attenuator? You know, that you'd be able to put in there that would dissipate, you know, the wave energy?
Sure, what caused it? Well, was it the waves? Because the margin goes very fast because it violates the no wake policy, and or was it the pop wash? That, you know, I'm not sure. All I know is the operation I impacted my wall. I'm not sure what the root cause of that.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in opposition to the application? I'll give you a chance to rebut for a couple minutes if you want, sir. Sure. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Glenn Serba.
What would you like to add, Mr. Serba?
I live seven houses upstream from this property in question. And in a rain event, we get tremendous current. And his bulkhead has been exposed to 40 years of high current. That's where his problem is. I think the tree, I don't even think it's on his property. And it just eroded from natural causes.
Anything else to add?
No, sir.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Last call. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What's your will? Mr. Erskine.
I can appreciate the protestants. Opposition to the project, and he has concern for his property. I think I was surprised to hear that there wasn't a protest, I guess, in the previous years of this very similar activity, if not identical, to what's being proposed. And I understand that, you know, the applicant has an issue with accretion and sedimentation in that area, and that this was done in the past to maintain, you know, navigation. With that, I would make a motion to accept staff recommendation and approve the project as submitted with special conditions.
With the conditions that were established by staff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's a motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedrin. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes. The project is approved. Thank you all for your assistance on this.